I've even came across an engineering manager with 200 direct reports. Jeez. I was like, how on earth can you do that? And he said he's not even able to speak to them. In these extreme situations, I think it really becomes useful that you have a dashboard.
Imagine living your normal day and getting your car fueled up on demand. Seriously. Check out LA Startup Refill Fuel and enter code WeAreLATech for $10 off. That's Refill Fuel. It's amazing. Literally, you can be anywhere and have your gas totally topped off the tank and not even have to deal with it. No more gas stations. To go to refillfuel.com. That's refillfuel.com. Code WeAreLATech for $10 off. We could not do this without the community believing in our vision together. We Are LA Tech is independently funded, by you, the community. So to support We Are LA Tech, go to patreon.com/WeAreLATech. That's patreon.com/WeAreLATech.
Hi, everyone. My name is Brian Nickerson. I'm guest hosting on We Are LA Tech, guest hosting for Esprit Devora. We Are LA Tech is all about the Los Angeles tech community. It's a community of entrepreneurs who are super passionate about the Los Angeles tech ecosystem and about changing the world with a lot of our companies. So today's guest is Zoltan Peristegui. He's CEO and founder of Getential.
Yep.
Zoltan, welcome to the show.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So tell us, share Getential. Tell us about your company.
Okay, so what Getential does is basically providing analytics for your software development. So we take a look at source code and source code evolution, basically all the changes in your source code, and we display it in a format in a way that it's easy for you to understand what really has happened, who has contributed what, and what were the impacts of those contributions, and if you have anything to adjust in your development or your organization, your teams, we also give you alerts about that.
Great. So it's like automation for software development.
It's well, or management. I would say, yeah, that's kind of the vision actually, is to give you actions as well, recommended actions to do. And well, maybe in the future, we're also going to be able to change things for you. But for now, actually, we give you, it's kind of like Google Analytics, if you imagine that, for your software development and your development teams.
Gotcha. Google Analytics for your software teams. That's a yes. Really helpful, easy way to think about Getential.
Yeah. And we try to be, as easy to understand. It's not that much easy to understand Google Analytics for a beginner user. But if you know it and you know how to use it, I think it's really useful. And we try to be as useful as Google Analytics.
I mean, Google Analytics for anyone who owns a website, that actually drives their business, or should.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that's what we believe we're also up to. And that's kind of our vision is that, you know, we want to be as useful to understand what really is happening. And it's on multiple levels. So if you're a loaner developer, I think you can also use it yourself. Like if you're contributing to the open source community, you can actually check how much you have contributed and what was the impact of that contribution. Mm. But if you have teams, if you're managing teams, especially, you can gain multiple insights into like who's contributing what and what are the efforts that team members are putting into your product, your end product.
Mm-hmm. So one question that comes to mind, and I'm not super technical, I know a little bit, but yeah. Do you need to pick a particular language or a particular code base that this works on? Like, is your market constrained to places where people are developing, or is it for any language, any development? Like, how does that work?
Well, we're language agnostic, so it doesn't really matter what language you're coding in. The only thing is that we're actually tied to Git. So as long as you're using Git, we're okay. And it doesn't really matter which Git platform you're using. So GitHub, Bitbucket, or GitLab for that matter. We're all integrated with all of those platforms.
Gotcha. And so Zoltan, are you an engineer by training?
No, I'm non-technical, although I've worked with tech products for the last more than 10 years or 12 years, but I'm non-technical, although just as you said, I mean, I've worked with tech products, but I do not code.
Okay. And so do you have co-founders in the company as well? And they're technical.
Yeah, they're technical. Yeah. It's the whole idea came about actually from developers. So that's kind of our motto as well, to say like from developers to developers.
Yep.
It's kind of started out as a self-development tool that rolled more into then towards like understanding what the contribution of people are. So maybe it could be a recruitment tool. And then we quickly figured out that actually this can be an ongoing continuous tool that teams could be using to look at how their teams are developing.
Mm-hmm. And so how many, do you have one co-founder, two co-founders?
One co-founder, yeah. His name is Christian. Hi, Christian.
Hey, Christian. And so share a little bit about, if you would, kind of your journey to this space, right? So you've worked for a number of other tech companies and kind of what was your journey? What are some of those companies and what did you learn that kind of brought you to Gitential?
Yeah, so, well, I guess the... probably the most important company to mention here is Google. So I'm from Europe, actually from Hungary originally. I moved to LA about a bit more than a year ago, actually.
Great.
So and
sorry about the weather out here.
It's really hot. I used to live in Barcelona before, so it's not that much different, yeah. Actually. So anyway, so Google was probably the biggest brand out there with regards to tech. So I've been a country manager for Google in Hungary, the first employee, actually. So learned a ton, actually, going through setting up a Google office in the country from scratch.
Wow.
And building that for the first like 4 years. And then actually I moved into the area of marketplaces. So first I founded a C2C marketplace, like a horizontal one, like imagine a Craigslist.
Yeah.
And then based on that, actually,
in Hungary,
that was still in Hungary. Yeah. That's the market leader by now, actually. And based on that success, actually, I've joined the management of one of the biggest global marketplace operators. Unfortunately, they're not active in the US, so nobody really knows that company, but it's called Shipstead. It's and I didn't just make up the name here. So it's actually
Shipstead.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a Norwegian company that operates from, it's around 25, 30 countries around the world. And the closest one to here is actually Segunda Mano in Mexico, which is the market leader, a horizontal marketplace in Mexico. So in many countries, but from Brazil to France and Spain and many other countries, they operate marketplaces. So going back to your original question, actually, I've been working close to tech and working with developers a lot. And I've always had this, like I had a trusted relationship with my CTOs, but still, you know, I never really had an insight into what's happening. Of course, like working agile helps a lot. And then, you know, in the daily standups and, you know, you have all sorts of information, but it's all kind of opinions and not really the facts. And what I think Gitential gives you is really the facts. Mm-hmm. So when I first heard about Christian actually working on something around understanding source code evolution, I was like immediately drawn into this idea of like, let's look into this and let's look into who could use this.
Yeah, that's so true, right? And being a non-technical customer, as I assume you were, internally, it sounds like you were hearing opinions and trying to make decisions perhaps as on the business side and wanting more facts to help make those decisions, right?
Yeah. And I guess I'm not alone in those shoes.
Sure.
One of those situations is actually when you outsource development, when you actually need more information and you're just given a number of hours that you're invoiced from month to month and you actually see some output, but you're not sure whether that effort was really put into that. And another situation could be when you're actually investing into a company, when you want to do a tech due diligence and understand like who are the key contributors and, you know, what technology is really being used. I think Gitential can also come handy.
Got you. So that comes to mind. There's almost an analogy. What Gitential is doing is like blockchain. Sort of. In terms of a source of truth of the evolution of source code.
What is really interesting is that actually there's no time limit. So, you know, even though you just sign up for Gitential today, through all the GitHub history or the Git history, actually, we take a look at everything that's happened.
Historically.
So you know, you can't really give a story that's not the truth because it's going to come to surface.
Sure. That's very, very powerful. And so you guys are finding product market fit now, right? Share where the company kind of
so
is in terms of.
So we have users, but not customers at this point. And open source, I mean, we're supporting the open source community through providing GitEntial for free for public repositories. So anybody listening now can actually go to GitEntial.com and just take a look at your own open source public repositories for free. Obviously, our motto will be that those developers actually do work for some companies who will have private repositories, which we're going to monetize. So we're working with users, open source developers at this point, some companies, mainly from the open source community. And we're I would say more learning in learning mode right now, not really in monetization mode yet. But we're in a couple of months' time. I think we're gonna go and really start selling to customers and signing them up.
Sure, paying customers is always a new frontier. So can you share, just for folks, GitEntial, how do you spell that and how can people find you?
Yeah, it's GitEntial.com. So GitEntial.com, github.com/GitEntial would be the best place, or on Twitter or whichever social channel. I think we're not on Snapchat, but.
Gotcha. So do you think the journey of starting a company is obviously very interesting, and a lot of folks who listen to the show are entrepreneurs, in particular to the LA ecosystem. And finding product market fit in the early days is one of the like hardest pieces, right? Like, how do you find that customer who has not just a little bit of a desire for your product, but like you're solving a burning need? I hear that from what you're doing. And even though I know you have users and not yet customers, but I, as being a non-technical recipient of that information for a long time in my career, I'm like, oh my gosh, how can I get it? but do you have a hunch so far of, is it an investor who's doing due diligence that has that burning need? Is it,
I would say that we have traction from many sides at this point, but, mostly I would say that where I've seen the traction so far is technical leads or CTOs. Especially who work with distributed teams, because if you have your team in front of you or in the same room, you probably will hear and see what they're doing. I mean, you're probably going to be even pair programming with them at some point, or a couple of hours a day, or you know, you have more insights. But if you have distributed teams, or actually, I've even came across a manager who has 200 direct reports. I mean, I didn't want to believe that, but it's an engineering manager with 200 direct reports. Jeez. I was like, how on earth can you do that? And he said he's not even able to speak to them.
Yeah.
So like in these extreme situations, I think it really becomes useful that you have a dashboard where you see, and you know, many of that, of the information that we're providing actually is available if you go into your logs and, you know, investigate yourself. But you know, what we're doing is actually displaying it very easily and conveniently for you.
Amazing. And so do you see this, will this be a subscription service? Do you have a pricing model in mind now, or are you still trying to figure that out?
Yeah, we're still trying to figure it out actually, because obviously we're thinking about a subscription based, like a SaaS model here. But some of our potential customers actually will require on-premise solutions. So we're trying to go towards cloud solutions for now. It's probably going to be easier for us, especially when we're still changing the product a lot. So we're adding metrics like every week now and changing some metrics as we get and gather the feedback. So I would say that we don't have a pricing yet, but it's probably going to be way, way less than the value that you can take out of it. I mean, especially if you like the anchoring I usually use is like, how much value does a developer create for you? And then like the second like fallback option is how much you're paying that developer. So we're actually going to be even just asking for a fraction of the monthly pay of the developer. So you can imagine how much you can actually gain by using such a tool.
Sure. Or I'm thinking of the person who has 200 direct reports who probably can't do much of anything right now. And then all of a sudden with GitEntial, you know, is all of a sudden tons of that person's time is freed up. And that person is not cheap, I'm sure.
Yeah, and one thing which is a particular situation which can be very important, I think, especially in today's market, is what we've actually like reverse engineered the situation in one of our users' case, is that a team member has actually left in the developer team, and we actually looked at the behavioral patterns of that developer. So we actually believe that we can give you alerts when one of your developers is less engaged, less collaborative. So actually there is kind of a danger of losing that team member. So, you know, we can give you a flag or a yellow or red flag to the manager to sit down with that person and have a discussion.
Sure.
We will probably not know for sure that that guy's going to be leaving. At least we don't have enough data points at this point in time, but we're probably going to get there in the future.
Sure. The other use case that comes to mind for that is if you're a company looking to hire a developer and you know their previous,
yeah,
you have sort of a true source of truth in terms of their code development.
Yeah. Yeah. That can also be a use case. Yeah. So like, you know, we can like usually like in the interviewing process, I mean, they will ask for your GitHub account nowadays, uh-huh. I would say. And, you know, what the hiring managers or recruiters can do is actually just, even if the recruiter is non-technical, they can actually take a look at Gitential and then ask some intelligent questions about their project. So like, what has happened here? We see that your output has decreased over the summer of this year. Like, have you been working on a project that was not so motivating for you? Like, you know, I think mm-hmm. it can also be used as a recruitment tool, but that's not our focus at this moment.
Gotcha. And so Zoltan, are you the evangelist? Are you selling the product?
I would say, I mean, it's such an early stage. We're six of us in the company right now. So I'm kind of like doing everything that's so selling, evangelizing, you name it.
Yeah. And so do you think CTOs, is that sort of the target customer at this point, or?
Yeah, CTOs, engineering managers, I would say, are where we found the most like traction and vibration, I would say. But I mean, we have some project managers as well. So it depends. If you're outsourcing and you're, you know, it's a huge business risk on your side to outsource, you want to know more about it. I think Gitential can be very useful. So, but primarily, I would say CTOs and engineering managers.
Gotcha. And where in LA are you located?
So I'm in Santa Clarita, which is not, I think, mostly known for its startup community, which is really interesting. So it's actually like kind of like starting out now. Like there's a first co-working space being established.
Interesting.
And it's a new and up and coming. I mean, I think they even named it. I think it's Silicon Ranch.
it's
funny, but I mean, so it's not
with horses.
It's not your typical Santa Monica startup environment, I would say. But it's up and coming, and it's actually very good to be able to contribute to this growing community.
Yeah. So you mentioned, right, you're from Hungary.
Yeah.
And have obviously spent a lot of time running businesses all around the world.
Yeah.
Why LA? Like, what brought you here? What is particular about this community, for Gitential, for you that inspired you to start Gitential here?
Well, I would say that, you know, there's also like a family story to this. Mm-hmm. So funnily enough, I've actually spent 3 years of my childhood here. So there's a little tie that brought me back actually to LA. And also my wife actually is a researcher at USC. So that's also kind of a magnet to LA. But also I think that the growth that I'm also seeing already and expecting to happen here in LA is something that really makes me want to stay here and contribute to this community and not, you know, go up to the Bay Area, where mm-hmm. I would say it's like the typical saying is like, you know, you want to be in the Bay. What's the saying? It's like small fish in the big ocean or big fish in the small pond. So I actually prefer this community compared to a more established one where I see more growth.
Sure. And are your other team members also located here in LA or distributed? Or?
No, we're actually distributed. So the developers are back in Hungary. So that's kind of a way to decrease our burn rate.
Sure. And so is there anything about the LA community that has been helpful to accelerate your growth so far? Whether either, you know, companies, specific entrepreneurs, specific resources in the community, yep. anything you can point to that, cause we have a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, some people are from LA their entire lives. Other people are new to the city or relatively new to the city like yourself.
Yeah. I would actually like to give a shout out to the Tech Sparks team. I don't know if you heard about them. They're in Pasadena.
Yeah. Are they part of Disney?
No.
Is that okay?
No, actually this is, I think it's kind of a nonprofit, thing they do is, basically it's like a startup community they're organizing in Pasadena. And I've actually attended a couple of their events. They do like, pitch practice sessions and feedback sessions. And they actually also like, do like pitch competitions.
Mm-hmm.
So, I found that actually particularly useful. And also, I mean, they really been helpful for me with, in my first couple of months and, you know, like pointing me to a couple of people. So they're called Tech Sparks and they're in Pasadena.
Where in Pasadena?
They usually have their meetups at Cross Campus in Pasadena.
Gotcha. Okay. And the Pasadena side of LA has really been a burgeoning community. It's been around for a long time. The startup yep. community there has been around for a really long time. Earlier in my career, I worked for two Idea Labs companies. Yep. And this whole notion of kind of the accelerators and starting multiple companies out of a single thing was Bill Gross started that like 10 yep. years before it even became a thing in the rest of the country. Zoltan, how about, are there other LA tech companies or talent that really inspire you or impress you? Like what other parts of the community yep. excite you?
I would say in general, you previously asked about blockchain. So I'm like, kind of like, especially having a marketplace background, I think, you know, where identity and the transactions are like key to making, the product work. I think, so that's kind of why I would say that blockchain is one of my passion areas. So I really like to follow what's happening around.
Mm-hmm.
And one particular startup actually that I would like to give a shout out to is actually, I think they're here in Santa Monica where we're recording this. They're called Earny. And okay. what I really...
Spell that.
Earny, E-A-R-N-Y.
Okay.
And what they do is basically they give you, and I think it's like cash back for your purchases. So.
Okay.
If the price of the particular product actually drops after your purchase, you have kind of a purchase protection, just like many credit cards offer, but it's all automated. And what I really love about it is actually that, you know, you just sign up once for this product. And this is like, you know, my UX kind of heaven is that you sign up and then, you know, it earns you money forever. Without wow. you even touching it. So, you know, this kind of product is really what I love is when you don't even really need a user interface, although they have an app and I'm pretty sure they have a website as well. But that's kind of my goal with all the user interfaces is basically, you know, is not to have one. Because it's right. You know, that's the best when you don't have to interact with the product. It just works on its own yeah. in the background. And, you know, you just earn money. They also make money. I think they keep like 25% of all your returns. But, you know, it's like it's good for everybody. And, you know, you just forget about it. So good luck, guys.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds great. And it sounds like with Kitential, that like that possibility exists, right? Like. People yeah, can use the tool and just they're yeah. just their code is being developed faster, which means they're earning.
Yeah, that's kind of the, I would say, as I said, the vision that yeah. you know we're going to be able to get there. Right now, we're taking baby steps and only developing it to the level of Google Analytics.
Right. Only to Google Analytics. Yeah. yeah. And so do you think in terms of funding for the company, is this going to be a VC-backed company, an angel-backed company? What's kind of your vision? In terms of the financial structure of the company?
Well, we're just about to open our first fundraising round. So we'll see how this goes. Actually, we really wanted to wait until we have customers
sure.
On our platform. That always makes it easier to get money flowing into the company. So, well, I actually honestly don't know whether it's going to be angel or VC. I think we're probably going to start with an angel round. And then we're probably like a second or third round, I assume, if everything goes well, which will, I'm pretty sure, then we're probably going to be speaking to VCs at a point.
Yep. Makes sense. So any chance of seeing Larry or Sergey in your round?
Well, I haven't heard them. I haven't heard them. They haven't really reached out yet. But yeah, I mean, Google Ventures could be, it could be an option for sure. Yeah. And there's kind of a like an ex-Googler network, which is about to be organized or about to get organized here in LA as well. So and they're also putting together a syndicate. So I think, yeah, there is a chance.
and could a company like a Facebook or a Google or a Snapchat, one of the big massive players, could they, Amazon, right? Could they use Gettential? Maybe not in its current format, but is that a potential customer down the road?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, sure. I mean, of course, yeah.
I mean, someone with tens of thousands of engineers, right? This could be hundreds of millions of dollars of cost savings if they
do a better job. I definitely see that happening. Although, of course, right now that would be a nightmare if they would just like, okay, here we go. Here are.
It's a good problem to have.
Repositories, like 10,000 repositories. Here you go. So yeah, we wouldn't be able to scale right now, but yeah, that's kind of the goal is to, like, you know, there are about I think 50 million developers around the world today, and that number, even though there's AI coming, I think that number is still going to increase. So in the next couple of years, it's still going to increase by 50%.
Yeah.
So there's always more developers that companies want to hire than they're actually coming out of university. So I think this market is going to grow. So that's our expectation. And yeah, we're going to be scaling as our customers need.
Gotcha. Makes a ton of sense. So Zoltan, one of the things we like to ask of guests on the show is what if there was something that you would want from the community, what would that be?
Well, I'm still actually relatively fresh. I still see myself as a fresh transplant into the LA ecosystem. So I would say that, you know, if you know anybody who could use or who could find Gettential useful, I mean, an intro would be highly appreciated, and especially here. So I'm pretty big about lean startups. So I actually like to sit with clients and customers and users and, you know, understand their needs first before we would integrate. So yeah, I mean, a personal relationship would really help with the potential users.
Gotcha. And right now people can access Gettential for free. So it's for other startups or entrepreneurs who are cash constrained. Now might be the time to get your attention before
things go. I would say so. Yeah. Of course, like right now, I mean, if you come, you know, you can take advantage of our full product offering for free, even on your private repositories. So it's like now everything is for free because we're just beta testing. But for the public repositories, it's going to remain free. So that's kind of the plan. I'm not saying forever, but you know, that's kind of like for the foreseeable future, we plan to keep it that way.
Well, great. So Zoltan, how can people connect with you? How can they find you? How can they find Gettential?
Yeah, so Gettential is Gettential.com. If you want to contact me personally, it's Zoltan. So that's Zoltan at Gettential.com.
And spell Gettential just one more time.
Yeah, Gettential is Gettential. Yeah, I got it. .com. So that's it. Yeah. And I mean, if you want to follow me personally on Twitter, that's actually my last name, which I'm pretty sure you're going to find in the show notes.
Amazing. Yes. It's a Hungarian name.
Yeah. That's a Hungarian name, which, by the way, I learned that it's Basque. So that's kind of a region in Spain as I mentioned, I lived, and I actually just figured that out when I lived in Spain, that it means the son of Perez, which is a Spanish, very, very common Spanish name. So at least that's what I've been told while living in Spain, that actually I have a Spanish or a Basque name, which I never knew until I moved to Spain. So funny story.
Interesting. Very cool. Well, thank you, Zoltan, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, really appreciate it. So this has been Zoltan Peristegui of Gettential. And with that, we are a wrap. Thank you.
Thank you.
We Are LA Tech is independently funded by the community. We couldn't make this happen without your support. If you too want to contribute to We Are LA Tech and see us making the podcast, building the mobile apps, creating the events year after year, consider contributing at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/We Are LA Tech. Thank you. We appreciate you.